Proclamation number 6510 of 25th of March, 1956. Voluntary surrender to God is His desire. Everything will be a blessing for you if you submit to my will and desire my blessing. Then you will be enabled to do anything but what is right, because now my will is also in you as soon as you have voluntarily handed yourselves over to me. And now you will also understand why I demand a close bond between you and me, otherwise this heartfelt devotion cannot take place, which is now the guarantee for right thinking and right wanting and acting. Anyone who has found the path to me need no longer be afraid of getting lost, for he will now always be accompanied by forces of light which I myself have allowed to guide and protect you against all attacks, to which you will indeed always be exposed because my adversary will not give up fighting for you until death. But you are now in safe protection. For anyone who has handed himself over to me I will never let fall into his hands again. You humans do not know how rich you are who voluntarily hand yourselves over to me. For you have won my love which, although it always and forever is to every one of my living creations, can now really take effect on you through your voluntary surrender, which, admittedly, only your soul actually feels, for it feels the power flowing towards it, it unfolds and matures, it pushes ever more towards me and can now be eternally assured of my presence. For my love also kindles a bright flame of love in it, and then the union can really take place which cannot be loosened anymore. If only all of you humans would want to unite with me in convinced faith in me. If only you would voluntarily take the path to me, have a heartfelt conversation with me in your thoughts and then willingly hand yourselves over to the God and Creator you have recognized, so that He will guide your further earthly path according to His will. You have no idea what you can gain by this. For this is already the past test of will that you voluntarily turn to me again, from whom you once turned away. Many people certainly acknowledge me as God and Creator from eternity but they are still so far away from me and make no attempt to approach me. They may fear me but they do not love me and therefore do not entrust themselves to me either. First the great distance from me must be reduced, it must be bridged, the creature must come close to me or at least have the will to be closer to me. One day it must enter into living contact with me and it will never ever have to regret this, for only then I myself can work on it if it voluntarily turns to me for help, guidance, or enlightenment. For I will truly hear such requests. But I cannot work on people who are still completely indifferent towards me, even though they believe that there is a God who is the creator and sustainer of all things. This God wants to be a father to his children, he wants to possess their love, their trust, and their will in order to then definitely lead them and draw them to himself. To the true home, to the Father's house. Only when the inner surrender to me has taken place does the human being live his earthly life consciously, and he can live it in firm belief that he will reach his goal. For I now guide his ways, I direct his thoughts right, I urge him to be lovingly active and constantly provide him with strength. And then he will unite with me ever more intimately and can travel his path of life in the certainty that he will be accompanied everywhere by my beings of light which I myself provide for his protection. I do not ask for much, but what I do ask for is indispensable, voluntary surrender to me. Which, however, will certainly bring the human being maturity of his soul, because then my blessing will rest on everything he starts. Amen.